We welcome you back to Mutherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're focusing on the City of Angels Camp on this weekend show, getting an update on county government and related issues. Joined in the studio by the City Administrator for Angels Camp, Rebecca Callen. City Administrator Callen, next thing I want to ask you about is just, you know, Angels Camp as a whole in the different departments and elements of county government. What are the various different things?
So the city, we have our own building and planning, which makes it a lot easier for the city to focus on building and planning projects, development projects, because we are small and can control that locally. We also have police and fire, and we have our own water and wastewater. So that is a huge boom for the city, having our own water and wastewater, because it means it controls our growth. We don't have any health or human services, so that is all ran through the county, as is library services and animal services.
And then fire department is with the city?
We have the fire department with the city,
and
yes.
The police department and law enforcement. Also want to ask you a little bit about, there's a big grant that was recently announced, about $3 million, I understand, for some park improvements, correct?
Yes. So we applied with the help of the Angels Camp Community Club. They actually helped write the grant, so huge kudos to them. It was for a California Parks and Recreation grant for rural recreation and tourism. This grant will be $3 million in order to acquire 3.82 acres in downtown Angels Camp, specifically the old Leitner Mine. That will be used to expand the Utica Park, and it will turn the Utica Park truly into a regional park. This will no longer just be a city park. This will be a regional park that not only the city residents will enjoy, but county residents and people from all over the state and country will come to.
What's the difference between a city park and a regional park?
It really is a landmark. So it's something that you can put on the map and advertise, and it really boosts tourism for the area.
So in a nutshell, do you kind of know what some of the improvements will be?
So we're going to be putting in an amphitheater, bocce ball courts, a large pavilion, some cultural areas, as well as outdoor gym equipment, outdoor basketball court, as well as hiking trails. And we're going to be including a lot of historical artifacts with regard to the Leitner Mine.
Yeah, exciting for the City of Angels Camp.
It's extremely.
I know my kids have loved that park visiting over the years, and people I know go for the farmers market. It's really kind of a hub there for Angels Camp, right?
Yes, it is. That is the largest park that we have in the city, and we're extremely excited not only for the residents, but what that's going to mean to our economy for downtown as well.
Do you have any idea on general timelines when that work will take place?
So right now, we just got the announcement. So we are moving forward with appraisal and acquisition of the property, and then we will be moving forward on design. And I would hope that construction would be happening sometime in 2024, 2025.
And is there a strategic plan being looked at for Angels Camp?
Strategic plan phase two is occurring. So we just finished some of the interviews. We will be putting out a community survey on our website. Our new website, angelscamp.gov, just went live last night. So please refer to it. We'll be putting that community strategic planning survey for the city residents on Monday or Tuesday of next week.
So what is a strategic plan for a city?
It's an action plan. It's a roadmap. I think it's very easy for cities to and counties to be very reactive. A strategic plan prevents, for the most part, prevents that from happening. It's a roadmap to keep your eye on the ball. And it's a living, breathing document to ensure that you're making the progress in the pathway that it was determined, not just by your department heads and your legislative body, but also by the constituency, and making sure that their input is being heard.
So is it similar or different from like a general plan that a county puts together?
It's different because it's far more actionable. So it allows us to embody our policies, our budget, our procedures, our staffing, the projects that we choose. All of that, we want to ensure that it aligns with the strategic plan.
Next thing I was planning to ask you about is just road projects. Roads are something that's always on people's minds. Any road projects either in development or in the current action stage right now?
Unfortunately, roads are not funded very well in the state of California. So most of the grant funding that the city has the opportunity to get is really around multimodality funding, which means bike and pedestrian offerings. So most of those projects are not so much road, but walking trails. So Angels Creek Trail is one of the other projects that we're going to be working on. And so that will also boost the economy in the downtown Angels area. And that will run from Vallecito Road, and hopefully it'll make its way all the way out to Maloney's through downtown. But unfortunately, we get some gas tax, we get some Transportation Development Act money, and other than that, we have to utilize our operating costs for our operating revenue for any road work. So we have to be extremely strategic in what we're doing, because there just is not a lot of money for road programs.
That Angels Creek Trail that you mentioned, is that still in the early development phase?
It is. So I would hope that we can actually get to the initial construction in 2024-25.
So is the city still looking for revenue, or is that revenue secured?
The initial phase of revenue is there, but obviously there wasn't sufficient money for all the construction, so we're continuing to look at construction funding for that as well.
Does the city work closely with like Calaveras County government or the Calaveras Council of Governments as well on various projects?
We do. We rely extremely heavily on the Calaveras Council of Governments, and that's actually where the lion's share of the funding for the Angels Creek Trail is coming from. We also work with them very closely on any road project funding that we can get, and we do have a very good relationship with the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors and departments there. Specifically, we utilize the same landfill system and the same environmental health programs. So we work with them extremely closely and very collaboratively.
Touched on a number of things already. Are there any other infrastructure projects of note?
We're doing a lot of water and wastewater projects. When you think of building an economy and you're building workforce housing, you need infrastructure. So we need to expand and utilize our existing water and wastewater infrastructure in a more efficient way. So we are identifying grant funding for those various projects to make sure that we have the infrastructure available to continue to expand that housing element.
Yeah, a lot of different hats that the City of Angels Camp does with, you mentioned the water and all those different types of things. We need to take a quick break. We're talking with Rebecca Kellen, the City Administrator for the City of Angels Camp on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.